Imagine a set of immense double doors. The dark mahogany is carved with scenes of human exploration and discovery. As you run your fingers over the finely polished wood, you get the sense that you're touching something very ancient. You push gently, and the door swings open with a soft creak. You step through the door into the foyer of an astonishing library. A crystal chandelier hangs from the vaulted ceiling, twinkling with a million specks of light. Two spiral staircases wind up to the second, third, and fourth floors. Green and white marble tiles seem to stretch out forever in front of you. Endless rows of bookshelves hold the knowledge and stories of an entire species. A sign stands at the entrance of the main hall. You can't quite make out the words, so you step closer. In gold curved lettering, it reads, "Welcome to the Library of Time." Only the most curious souls can find this place. Each and every book here connects to a different time and place. While in the past, you will neither be seen nor heard. You cannot change the past, after all. You can only learn from it. And learn you shall. You take a deep breath and step forward into the library. The comforting scent of paper, ink, and knowledge fills your nose as you walk past shelf after shelf. Your feet, striding across the marble, echoes through the otherwise silent building. The shelves are taller than you, but every book is within reach. There are cozy aisles between each shelf, with white marble pillars standing in the intervals. At the end of each row are sitting areas, with upholstered chairs and sofas, some with rugs and coffee tables. A glint of gold catches your eye. You stop and reach for the book. The cover is plush red leather, inlaid with gold writing. You run your fingers over the recessed golden grooves of the title. It reads 1406. With the book in hand, you walk to the end of the aisle and find a comfy-looking chair. The fabric is sunshine yellow and as soft as fresh spring grass. You take a seat. With the book in your lap, you lay your head back as your body sinks into the cozy chair. You open the book and begin reading. Zheng He was born with the name Ma He in Yunnan, China, in September of 1371. At the age of 11, Ma He was brought to the capital to serve in the palace as an aide to the prince, and his name was changed to Zheng He. As they grew up, Zheng He and the prince would become best friends. Eventually, the prince became the Emperor of China during the Ming Dynasty. The new emperor appointed Zheng He as the commander of the navy. You close your eyes and take a deep breath, imagining this past world. As you take another breath, the smell of salt water fills your senses. You feel a cascade of refreshing ocean spray on your face. When you open your eyes, you find yourself in another land.